Listen now to just a couple of notes from Imogen Heap.
Spin me round again and rub my eyes.
Her music has been described as synth pop, trip hop, dream pop, and folktronica. Now, this song, Hide and Seek, was one of her biggest hits. You may know it from the 2006 movie The Last Kiss. She earned a Grammy in 2010 for Best Engineered Album in the non-classical category for Ellipse. You might say that Imogen Heap has a Midas touch of sorts. Everything she touches turns to tech. And she continues to innovate, connecting with fans for online collaborations, documenting her creative process with video blogs, and making live music with high-tech musical gloves. Imogen Heap's new album is called Sparks. Imogen Heap joins us from our studios at the BBC in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, thank you for having me. It was a lovely introduction.
I have read that your mother was an art therapist. You took classical piano lessons. How'd you wind up so techie?
Over the last 4 years, I've been extremely techie in developing a pair of gloves with an amazing team of scientists and engineers. I always felt there was a distance between me and the music. When it's inside the computer, I wanted to get my hands on it.
Well, let me draw you out a bit on those gloves. So for people who haven't seen them, you singing and, shall I say, conducting? I mean, you look a little bit like, Marcel Marceau with these gloves. You'll sweep your hand and leave designs in the wake of your sweep as you accompany yourself.
That's a beautiful way to describe it, yeah. Well, I make music with computers, but I also make music with acoustic instruments. And with an acoustic instrument, you have the physicality of the real body of the instrument, and you feel the resonance of that, and you have something to react with and to play with, physical. When it comes to all the beautiful, wonderful sounds that you can create inside the computer, or the synth sounds, or the drum sounds, or you may want to mold and shape the sound of your voice inside the computer and make it do wonderful, weird things that physics can't do in the real world, then this is what I wanted to get my hands on, because I didn't want to have to interact with this via a computer. And I think over the years, that's what it's about. I wanted to get closer to the raw kind of emotion and the flow of music.
Let's listen to a little bit of it's a cut called Me the Machine. You and the, Moo Moo Gloves?
Me Mew, yeah, like me and music, me.mew, M-I.mu.
All right.
A blip in the algorithm, a break in the cloud. Soft circuits jumping. Soft circuits jumping. The pin code to happiness. Access denied. I'm switching to manual. Switching to manual.
So when you see this on video, there you are, acting a little bit like a New York City traffic cop, with guiding things around with your hands. What are we hearing in the music that is being produced by your hands?
Actually, all of it. I'm building the drums by playing air drums, and they're hitting samples inside the computer. I'm playing the bass line by kind of almost like slow basketball, kind of moving my, rolling my hand and up and down in pitch, changing all kinds of different parameters inside the computer, whether it's filtering or volume or moving from left to right, changing the fabric of the sound by how my hands are moving and shifting and how fast they're moving as well. And it is like a dance. It's kind of like a choreographed dance.
Let me ask you about another song on the CD. I gather it's the first one you wrote for this album in 2011. It's a song called Lifeline. Now, this is a song that begins with the sound of somebody striking a match, yes?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, I wanted to begin this record not on my own insular, you know, just kind of sitting at the piano or sitting at the guitar or whatever, just going, right, well, how am I going to begin this album? What song should I write? What should I write about? I liked the idea of handing the baton for the first time over to the people who are going to end up completing the album in listening to it. So I asked my fans, would you like to send me in some sounds? I wasn't thinking musical sounds or like melodies or anything, actual like everyday sounds that you find in your everyday life. It could be a squeaky dishwasher door, some teeth chattering, somebody scratching their knees, so many different sounds. And through all of these, I created this song called Lifeline. So you can hear the sound of the match, but then you also hear bicycle clicking, and that's the sound of the hi-hat. You hear the t-t-t-t-t, and that's the sound of somebody's bicycle spokes. And then you hear that kind of sound, like somebody, which is actually somebody opening their patio doors and closing them, and I panned it left to the right.
Freeze frame on me. Can you read it on my face?
There's all kinds of weird and wonderful sounds in there, and actually every time I do the washing up, I always think of this sound, which is actually somebody's water in a pan when they're washing up, and it kind of goes bow. And I put it just before the chorus, and so when you hear the chorus, I always, when I'm washing up and I hear that sound, I always think of Lifeline, the chorus coming after it.
How would you describe your relationship with your fans?
I love my fans. I've got the best fans in the world. And what's actually really nice about being, you know, on Twitter and being in YouTube and sharing the creative process. I don't like share much about my daily food intake or whatever people share on Twitter, but I do like to share the creative process because I like to demystify it a bit, and I just like to also just share it because it's fun to share. Yeah, I like the connection between me and the listener.
Imogen Heap, her new CD is called Spark. She joined us from the studios at the BBC in London. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a really enjoyable chat.
Sparks comes out on Tuesday, but until then, you can stream the entire album for free, no catch, on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.